Well, I'm happy to be here tonight. I know that I do need your prayers, because I know that's the only way I can stand up here, is with your prayers. And after hearing our brother Randy this morning and brother Jeff a week or 2 weeks ago, with all the energy they have, I know that's not me, so it just makes it hard when you kind of follow somebody like that. And as I was preparing this week, I had different thoughts come to my mind, and I just seemed that they didn't work out. And then Friday night, I was kind of drawn to Moroni, and I thought I'd read this chapter and mainly bring out stuff here. And I don't think I can bring it out any plainer than what it is here, but this is in Moroni, the 7th chapter. And I believe this chapter does say a lot, and should be a help to us, I believe, in the day and the time we're living in and the things that are happening around us. And this is Moroni here, and he is quoting or writing a few of the words of his father, Mormon. And now I, Moroni, write a few of the words of my father, Mormon, which he spake concerning faith, hope, and charity. Or after this manner did he speak unto the people, as he taught them in a synagogue, which they had built for the place of worship. And now I, Mormon, speak unto you, my beloved brethren, and it is by the grace of God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, and his holy will, because of the gift of his calling unto me, that I am permitted to speak unto you. And I believe that it is a gift that we are able to speak his word. I believe that any of my brothers would agree with me, because this is something that you cannot do on your own. I don't believe I could stand here and bring anything out that would be of help to us if it wasn't from our Heavenly Father. And I know that we must rely on him to do this. Wherefore I would speak unto you that are of the church, that are the peaceable followers of Christ, and that have obtained a sufficient hope by which ye can enter into the rest of the Lord, from this time henceforth until ye shall rest with him in heaven. And I believe, again, this is, here he's speaking to the church. He says he's speaking to the peaceable followers of Christ, and I believe that that's what we want to be. We want to be the peaceable followers of Christ. And I think we're looking forward to this time that we will be with him. And the scripture I've enjoyed in this, until we shall rest with him in heaven, and the scripture I've enjoyed and has given me great comfort, is in the book of Mosiah. And I'd like to read just a couple verses here. And I think I'll start this on page 215. I think I'll start with the 86th verse. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children, who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to the remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. And again, I believe that's the time that we're looking forward to, that we will be with our Heavenly Father. And now, my brethren, I judge these things of you because of your peaceable walk with the children of men. For I remember the word of God which saith, by their works ye shall know them. For if their works be good, then they are good also. And I wonder if my life shows this peaceable walk with the children of men, with those that I'm around. I look at myself and I wonder if my life shows this. that my, if my life is an example of the things I believe and the things we believe and the things that we do. And I pray that it will be. For behold, God has said, a man being evil cannot do that which is good. Or if he offereth a gift or prayeth unto God, except it be, he shall do it with real intent, it profiteth him nothing. For behold, it is not counted unto him for righteousness. For behold, if a man being evil giveth a gift, he doeth it grudgingly. Wherefore, it is counted unto him the same as if he had retained the gift. Wherefore, he is counted evil before God. And likewise also it is counted evil unto a man, if he shall pray and not with real intent of heart, yea, and it profiteth him nothing. For God receiveth none such. Wherefore, a man being evil cannot do that which is good, neither will he give a good gift. For behold, a bitter fountain cannot bring forth good water. Neither can a good fountain bring forth bitter water. Wherefore, a man, being a servant of the devil, cannot follow Christ. And if he follow Christ, he cannot be a servant of the devil. And I believe this last verse here is so true. If we are wanting to do the will of our Heavenly Father, we are following His commandments and doing those things that are right before Him, we cannot partake of the things that are against Him. The things of the world that would draw us away. We cannot partake of these things. Wherefore, all things which are good cometh of God. And I think these next few verses, we should really keep these things in mind. Wherefore, all things which are good cometh of God. And that which is evil cometh of the devil. For the devil is an enemy unto God, and fighteth against him continually, and inviteth and enticeth to sin, and to do that which is evil continually. But behold, that which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good. Wherefore, everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good and to love God and to serve Him is inspired of God. And I think we can find these things that are inspired by God and that would invite us, entice us to do good continually. We can find these things in the Scriptures. As we read and study these Scriptures. And if we rely on His Spirit, He will help us in this. Wherefore, take heed, my beloved brethren, that you do not judge that which is evil to be of God, or that which is good and of God to be of the devil. For behold, my brethren, it is given unto you to judge, that ye may know good from evil, and the way to judge is as plain, that ye may know with a perfect knowledge, as the daylight is from the dark night. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that they may know good from evil. Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and the gift of Christ. Wherefore you may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. But whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil, and believe not in Christ, and deny Him, and serve not God, that ye may know with perfect knowledge it is from the devil. For after this manner does the devil work, for he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one, neither his angels, neither do they who subject themselves unto him. And now, my brethren, seeing that ye know the light by which ye may judge, which light is the light of Christ, see that ye do not judge wrongfully. For with that same judgment that ye shall judge, ye shall also be judged. I believe that we know that this light that we can judge by is the light of Christ and is Christ. And I'd like to go back and read on page 651 a short scripture, and that tells us that this is. And I think I'll start with the 46th verse. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. And this is the Lord speaking here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, Even so shall ye pray in my church among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example before you, or for you. And here we can see that the Lord tells us that He is the light that we need to be following. I'd also like to read a couple verses on page 255 in the Book of Mormon. Starting with the 81st verse. But there is a resurrection. Therefore the grave has no victory, and the sting of death is swallowed up in Christ. He is the light and the life of the world, yea, a light that is endless, that can never be darkened, yea, and also a life which is endless, that there can be no more death. So I believe again that this is that we want the light that we want to follow. We want to be following our Heavenly Father. And now, my brethren, how is it possible that ye can lay hold upon every good thing? And now I come to that faith of which I would speak. And I will tell you the way whereby ye may lay hold on every good thing. For behold, God knowing all things, being from everlasting to everlasting, behold, he sent his angels to minister unto the children of men, to make manifest concerning the coming of Christ. And in Christ there should come every good thing. And God also declared unto prophets by his own mouth that Christ should come. And behold, there were diverse ways that he did manifest things unto the children of men, which were good. And all things which are good cometh of Christ. Otherwise men were fallen, and there could be no good thing come unto them. I think this 23rd verse is something again that we should remember. Behold, there were divers ways that he did manifest things unto the children of men which were good, and all things which are good cometh of Christ. Otherwise men were fallen, and there could no good thing come unto them. Wherefore by the ministering of angels and by every word which proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God, men begin to exercise faith in Christ, and thus by faith they did lay hold upon every good thing. And thus it was until the coming of Christ. And after that he came, men also were saved by faith in his name, and by faith they became the sons of God. And as sure as Christ liveth, he spake these words unto our fathers, saying, whatsoever thing ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is good and faith believing, that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be done unto you. And I think that's so important that when we go to our Heavenly Father, we must go to Him in faith, believing that He does hear our prayers, that He can answer our prayers, and that He will answer our prayers. We need to have this faith. I need to go back into page 653. And read just a few verses here. I think I'll start with the 50th verse. And it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words unto his disciples, he turned again unto the multitude and said unto him, behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. For Satan desires to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Therefore ye must always pray unto the Father in my name. And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. Pray in your families unto the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. And behold, ye shall meet together oft, and ye shall not forbid any man from coming unto you when ye shall meet together. But suffer them that they may come unto you, and forbid them not. But ye shall pray for them, and shall not cast them out. And if so be that they come unto you oft, ye shall pray for them unto the Father in my name. Therefore hold up your light, that it may shine unto the world. And again, I it's important that we are praying for one another and relying on our Heavenly Father. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, has miracles ceased because God has ascended into heaven and has sat down on the right hand of God to claim of the Father his rights of mercy, which he has upon the children of men? For he has answered the ends of the law, and he claimeth all those who have faith in him. And they who have faith in him will cleave unto every good thing. Wherefore he advocateth the cause of the children of men, and he dwelleth eternally in the heavens. And because he had done this, my beloved brethren, as miracles ceased, behold, I say unto you, nay, neither have angels ceased to minister unto the children of men. For behold, they are subject unto him to minister according to the words of his command, showing themselves unto them of strong faith and a firm mind in every form of godliness. And I think this 31st verse should be important to us, because I believe it pertains to us the same as it did here. Because we hear so often that we're not the blessings, that miracles and that we don't have today, and angels. But in here in the 31st verse it says, for behold, they are subject unto him to minister according to the word of his command, showing themselves unto them of strong faith and a firm mind in every form of godliness. So I believe the Lord is still working these miracles among us. And I think a lot of us have received these. And the office of the ministry is to call men unto repentance, and to fulfill and to do the work of the covenants of the Father which he has made unto the children of men, to prepare the way among the children of men by declaring the word of Christ unto the chosen vessels of the Lord, that they may bear testimony of him. And by so doing, the Lord God prepareth the way, that the residue of men may have faith in Christ, and that the Holy Ghost may have place in their hearts, according to the power thereof. And after this manner bringeth to pass the Father the covenants which he has made unto the children of men. And Christ has said, if ye have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me. I'd like to turn just read a couple of scriptures in this, that if we have this faith, that we can do those things that are expedient unto our Heavenly Father. And just turn a couple of pages over onto page 775 in the Book of Mormon. I think I'll read just three verses here. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost ye shall know the truth of all things. And whatsoever thing is good is just and true. Wherefore nothing that is good denieth the Christ, but acknowledges that he is. And ye may know that he is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore I would exhort unto you that ye deny not the power of God. For he worketh by power according to the faith of the children of men, the same today, tomorrow, and forever. So again, I believe the Lord does work with us according to the faith that we have. And he has said, repent all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me and be baptized in my name, and have faith in me that ye may be saved. And now, my beloved brethren, if this be the case, that these things are true which I have spoken unto you, and God will show unto you with power and great glory at the last day that they are true. And if they are true, has a day of miracles ceased? And again, I don't believe for us that the day of miracles has ceased. I think all of us have had miracles in our life. And I think the one that kind of comes to my mind mainly right now is the experience with Jeff and Michelle with the loss of their first baby, the miracle that they had, and that was Michelle. Michelle being able to see the Lord holding the baby at the foot of the bed while she was in the hospital. And to me, I believe that is a great miracle, because it did help through this great loss they had and the time they were having. So I do think we do have miracles. Or have angels ceased to appear unto the children of men? Or has he withheld the power of the Holy Ghost from them? Or will he so long as the time shall last? Or the earth shall stand? Or there shall be one man upon the face thereof to be saved? Behold, I say unto you, nay, for it is by faith that miracles are wrought, and it is by faith that angels appear and minister unto the children of men, minister unto men. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, woe be unto the children of men, for it is because of unbelief, and all is vain. For no man can be saved according to the words of Christ, save they shall have faith in his name. Give me this 42nd verse here. Should be a warning to us. Because here it tells us, wherefore if these things have ceased, woe be unto us. Woe be unto the children of men. For it is because of unbelief. And to me that should be a warning to us, that we do have this faith. But behold, my beloved brethren, I judge better things of you. For I judge that ye have faith in Christ because of your meekness. For if ye have not faith in him, then ye are not fit to be numbered among the people of his church. And again, my beloved brethren, I would speak unto you concerning hope. How is it that ye can attain unto faith, save ye shall have hope? And what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you, that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ, and the power of his resurrection, to be raised unto life eternal. And this because of your faith in him according to the promise. And again, I believe that's where our hope is, our faith is being with our Heavenly Father. Wherefore, if a man have faith, he must needs have hope, for without faith there cannot be any hope. And again, behold, I say unto you that ye cannot have faith and hope, save ye shall be meek and lowly in heart. If so, his faith and hope are vain, for none is acceptable before God save the meek and lowly of heart. And if a man be meek and lowly of heart, and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore, he must needs have charity. And charity, and this tells us what charity is. And I know this scripture has been read a lot to us, and will be read a lot more to us. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all. For all things must fail, but charity is a pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with them. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love which he has bestowed upon all who are the true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this glory, that we may be purified, even as he is pure. And I pray tonight that that would be our desire, that we would have this charity in our lives, that it would be to work in our lives, this pure love of Christ. And that's what we would lead our lives by, is this pure love. I'd like to turn over and closing and read just a couple more scriptures. One's in Colossians. And then the third chapter. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And I drop down to the 12th verse. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And again, I believe we do want this pure love of Christ, this bond of perfectness. And I'd like to read just one more scripture in closing. This is in 4th Nephi. And I believe that this is a time when the people on this land had this charity, this love for their Heavenly Father. And I think this is what we're going to have Zion, is this love in our lives. And they did not walk anymore after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses, but they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and in prayer, and in meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. I might go down, drop to 17th verse. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And there were no envies, there were no strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lions, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who have been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of rites. But they were in one the children of Christ, and heirs to the kingdom of God. And why? And it's back here in the 17th verse. Because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I believe that's the love that each one of us wants in our lives. Thank you. Well, I'm happy to be here tonight. I know that I do need your prayers. I know that's the only way I can stand up here, is with your prayers. And after hearing our brother Randy this morning and my brother Jeff a week or 2 weeks ago, with all the energy they have, I know that's not me, so it just makes it hard when you kind of follow somebody like that. And as I was preparing this week, I had different thoughts come to my mind, and I just seemed that they didn't work out. And then Friday night, I was kind of drawn to Moroni, and I thought I'd read this chapter and mainly bring out stuff here. And I don't think I can bring it out any plainer than what it is here, but this is in Moroni, the 7th chapter. And I believe this chapter does say a lot, and should be a help to us, I believe, in the day and the time we're living in and the things that are happening around us. And this is Moroni here, and he is quoting or writing a few of the words of his father, Mormon. And now I, Moroni, write a few of the words of my father, Mormon, which he spake concerning faith, hope, and charity. For after this manner did he speak unto the people, as he taught them in a synagogue which they had built for the place of worship. And now I, Mormon, speak unto you, my beloved brethren, and it is by the grace of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, and his holy will, because of the gift of his calling unto me, that I am permitted to speak unto you. And I believe that it is a gift that we are able to speak his word. I believe that any of my brothers would agree with me, because this is something that you cannot do on your own. I don't believe I could stand here and bring anything out that would be of help to us if it wasn't from our Heavenly Father. And I know that we must rely on him to do this. Wherefore I would speak unto you that are of the church, that are the peaceable followers of Christ, and that have obtained a sufficient hope by which ye can enter into the rest of the Lord, from this time henceforth until ye shall rest with him in heaven. And I believe, again, this is, here he's speaking to the church. He says he's speaking to the peaceable followers of Christ. And I believe that that's what we want to be. We want to be the peaceable followers of Christ. And I think we're looking forward to this time that we will be with him. And a scripture I've enjoyed in this, until we shall rest with him in heaven. And a scripture I've enjoyed and has given me great comfort is in the book of Mosiah. And I'd like to read just a couple verses here. And I think I'll start this on page 215. And I think I'll start with the 86th verse. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children, who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to the remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. And again, I believe that's the time that we're looking forward to, that we will be with our Heavenly Father. And now, my brethren, I judge these things of you because of your peaceable walk with the children of men. For I remember the word of God which saith, by their works ye shall know them. For if their works be good, then they are good also. And I wonder if my life shows this peaceable walk with the children of men, with those that I'm around. I look at myself and I wonder if my life shows this. If my life is an example of the things I believe and the things we believe and the things that we do. And I pray that it will be. For behold, God has said, a man being evil cannot do that which is good. For if he offereth a gift or prayeth unto God, except it be, he shall do it with real intent, it profiteth him nothing. For behold, it is not counted unto him for righteousness. For behold, if a man being evil giveth a gift, he doeth it grudgingly. Wherefore, it is counted unto him the same as if he had retained a gift. Wherefore, he is counted evil before God. And likewise also it is counted evil unto a man, if he shall pray and not with real intent of heart, yea, and it profiteth him nothing. For God receiveth none such. Wherefore, a man being evil cannot do that which is good, neither will he give a good gift. For behold, a bitter fountain cannot bring forth good water, neither can a good fountain bring forth bitter water. Wherefore, a man being a servant of the devil cannot follow Christ. And if he follow Christ, he cannot be a servant of the devil. And I believe this last verse here is so true. If we are wanting to do the will of our Heavenly Father, we are following his commandments and doing those things that are right before him, we cannot partake of the things that are against him, the things of the world that would draw us away. We cannot partake of these things. Wherefore, all things which are good cometh of God. And I think these next few verses we should really keep these things in mind. Wherefore all things which are good cometh of God, and that which is evil cometh of the devil, for the devil is an enemy unto God, and fighteth against him continually, and inviteth and enticeth to sin, and to do that which is evil continually. But behold, that which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good. Wherefore everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good, and to love God, and to serve him, is inspired of God. And I think we can find these things that are inspired by God, and that would invite us, entice us to do good continually. We can find these things in the scriptures as we read and study these scriptures. And if we rely on his Spirit, he will help us in this. Wherefore, take heed, my beloved brethren, that you do not judge that which is evil to be of God, or that which is good and of God to be of the devil. For behold, my brethren, it is given unto you to judge, that ye may know good from evil, and the way to judge is as plain, that ye may know with a perfect knowledge, as the daylight is from the dark night. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that they may know good from evil. Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and the gift of Christ. Wherefore you may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. But whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil, and believe not in Christ, and deny him, and serve not God, that ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is from the devil. For after this manner does the devil work, for he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one, neither his angels, neither do they who subject themselves unto him. And now, my brethren, seeing that ye know the light by which ye may judge, which light is the light of Christ, see that ye do not judge wrongfully. For with that same judgment that ye shall judge, ye shall also be judged. I believe that we know that this light that we can judge by is the light of Christ and is Christ. And I'd like to go back and read on page 651 a short scripture, and that tells us that this is. And I think I'll start with the 46th verse. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. And this is the Lord speaking here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example before you, or for you. And here we can see that the Lord tells us that he is the light that we need to be following. I'd also like to read a couple verses on page 255 in the Book of Mormon. Starting with the 81st verse. But there is a resurrection. Therefore the grave has no victory, and the sting of death is swallowed up in Christ. He is the light and the life of the world, yea, a light that is endless, that can never be darkened, yea, and also a life which is endless, that there can be no more death. So I believe again that this is, that we want the light that we want to follow. We want to be following our heavenly. Page 653, and read just a few verses here. I think I'll start with the 50th verse. And it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words unto his disciples, he turned again unto the multitude and said unto him, Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. For Satan desires to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Therefore ye must always pray unto the Father in my name. And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. Pray in your families unto the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. And behold, ye shall meet together oft, and ye shall not forbid any man from coming unto you when ye shall meet together, but suffer them that they may come unto you, and forbid them not. But ye shall pray for them, and shall not cast them out. And if so be that they come unto you oft, ye shall pray for them unto the Father in my name. Therefore hold up your light, that it may shine unto the world. And again, it's important that we are praying for one another and relying on our Heavenly Father. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, has miracles ceased because God has ascended into heaven and has sat down on the right hand of God to claim of the Father his rights of mercy, which he has upon the children of men? For he has answered the ends of the law, and he claimeth all those who have faith in him. And they who have faith in him will cleave unto every good thing. Wherefore he advocateth the cause of the children of men, and he dwelleth eternally in the heavens. And because he had done this, my beloved brethren, as miracles ceased, behold, I say unto you, nay, neither have angels ceased to minister unto the children of men. For behold, they are subject unto him to minister according to the words of his command, showing themselves unto them of strong faith and a firm mind in every form of godliness. And I think this 31st verse should be important to us, because I believe it pertains to us the same as it did here, because we hear so often that we're not the blessings, that miracles and that we don't have today, and angels. But in here in 31st verse it says, for behold, they are subject unto him to minister according to the word of his command, showing themselves unto them of strong faith and a firm mind in every form of godliness. So I believe the Lord is still working these miracles among us. And I think a lot of us have received of these. And the office of the ministry is to call men unto repentance, and to fulfill and to do the work of the covenants of the Father which he has made unto the children of men, to prepare the way among the children of men by declaring the word of Christ unto the chosen vessels of the Lord, that they may bear testimony of him. And by so doing, the Lord God prepareth the way, that the residue of men may have faith in Christ, and that the Holy Ghost may have place in their hearts, according to the power thereof. And after this manner bringeth to pass the Father the covenants which he has made unto the children of men. And Christ has said, if ye have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me. I'd like to turn just and read a couple of scriptures in this, that if we have this faith, that we can do those things that are expedient unto our Heavenly Father. And just turn a couple pages over onto page 775 in the Book of Mormon. And I think I'll read just three verses here. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, you shall know the truth of all things. And whatsoever thing is good, is just and true. Wherefore nothing that is good denieth the Christ, but acknowledges that he is. And ye may know that he is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore I would exhort unto you that ye deny not the power of God. For he worketh by power according to the faith of the children of men. The same today, tomorrow, and forever. So again, I believe the Lord does work with us according to the faith that we have. And he has said, repent all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, and have faith in me that ye may be saved. And now, my beloved brethren, if this be the case, that these things are true which I have spoken unto you, then God will show unto you with power and great glory at the last day that they are true. And if they are true, has a day of miracles ceased? And again, I don't believe for us that the day of miracles has ceased. I think all of us have had miracles in our life. And I think the one that kind of comes to my mind mainly right now was the experience with Jeff and Michelle with the loss of their first baby, the miracle that they had. And that was Michelle being able to see the Lord holding the baby at the foot of the bed while she was in the hospital. And to me, I believe that is a great miracle, because it did help through this great loss they had and the time they were having. So I do think we do have miracles. Or have angels ceased to appear unto the children of men? Or has he withheld the power of the Holy Ghost from them? Or will he, so long as the time shall last, or the earth shall stand, or there shall be one man upon the face thereof to be saved? Behold, I say unto you, nay, for it is by faith that miracles are wrought, and it is by faith that angels appear and minister unto the children of men.